Conflicting reports around the fate of Egypt's ailing former ruler. Hosni Mubarak was moved to hospital midnight when his health conditions deteriorated. Medical sources say he is clinically dead now. His health crisis deepened following a court ruling weeks ago. A senior Saudi prince says the kingdom's allegiance council charged with selecting the crown prince has become ineffective. Talal bin Abdul Aziz voiced dissatisfaction over the appointment of Salman bin Abdul Aziz as the new crown prince. He called for transforming the kingdom into a constitutional monarchy. Kuwait's highest court dissolves the country's parliament dominated by the opposition. The Constitutional Court declared February's polls illegal, reinstating the previous pro-government parliament. Rulings by the state's highest court are final and cannot be challenged. Opposition lawmakers have called the verdict a coup against the constitution. More anti-regime protests in Bahrain. Demonstrators take to the streets in several villages. As before, the protests were met by the regime's heavy-handed crackdown. Security forces backed by forces sent from Saudi Arabia used tear gas and rubber bullets against the demonstrators. Dozens of people were injured. A 14-year-old Palestinian becomes the latest victim of Israeli airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip. He was killed in the east of the enclave. Earlier, one Palestinian also lost his life in an airstrike in Rafah. Three consecutive days of Israeli attacks have so far claimed the lives of nine Palestinians. In Afghanistan, a bomb attack on a U.S.-led foreign forces convoy leaves at least 18 people dead, most of them civilians. The bomb went off in the eastern town of Khost. Afghan officials say some foreign soldiers are among the casualties. Another explosion also killed six civilians in Logar province. Greece is finally going to have a new government, with the conservative New Democracies leader Antonis Samaras sworn in as the new prime minister. The cabinet makeup will be announced later on Wednesday. After 3 days of talks, the country's pro-Euro parties reached agreement to form a three-party coalition. And Rwanda's president says he is frustrated over continued allegations that Kigali is aiding rebel groups in the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. He blamed the international community and the UN for what he called lying about his government. Kagame denied supporting any rebel movement in DR Congo.